Tom Parry, it's time for a podcast. What could it be on? I wonder.
I don't know, Matthew.
I think, Tom Parry, that the indication of your clicking may be that it has something to do with a certain Nintendo console.
I think you might be right, Matthew.
Well, let's get into it then. It's Tom Matt Attack.
Oh, that's a very good one.
Hoisted on our own petard.
I don't click properly because you're meant to use those first two fingers, but I use my bottom two fingers because these two are kind of, they're not as good. They're not strong.
I can't click, man. Like, not as strong. This is my clicking attempt. I'm sorry. I'm sure this sounds amazing to people listening at home.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Nintendo Switch, Thomas Parry.
We have to talk about it.
We were supposed to do a Game of the Year podcast today, but alas.
I was listening back to the podcast. Next week, we'll do the Game of the Year podcast.
We said that for 3 weeks in a row. It's almost becoming a joke.
But we can't not talk about Nintendo Switch, and we're a little pressed for time this evening, so we have made it our duty to cover the Switch in a slightly shorter podcast than usual.
There was either no podcast at all, or we talked about the Switch like 3 weeks after the announcement, which is pretty much like a week or two before it came out.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, let's just do a Nintendo Switch podcast. First of all, how are you? You alright?
I'm alright. Thank you for asking.
Well, you got to check these things.
Yeah, I'm... how are you?
I'm good. I literally just edited a biographic video that I think at the end of last week's podcast, I was just like, I'll be up Sunday. Yeah. And then I wrote the script and recorded it, and then it was like fucking almost quarter of an hour long. So I finally finished with that, and I'm watching it out of the corner of my eye to check it doesn't crash. Other than that, Tom, I'm pretty good.
Fingers crossed there. What have I got to report? I play a bit of Quantum Break. I'll talk more about that maybe on our... Game of the Year podcast, if it even qualifies.
Oh!
I don't want to give anything away, but I'm doing my duty of playing these games I didn't play that came out last year.
Yeah. I'm actually on a... it comes in the nature of this podcast, actually. I'm actually enforcing a gaming embargo on myself that I'm not buying any games.
Didn't you mention that? No, I didn't.
I said that I was going to buy one game a month. I'm actually just not going to buy any games until the Switch comes out.
But you just...
Yeah. Right then. That's a quid.
He bought some games from a flea market.
I did. Nothing great, because you mentioned it now. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, Disney's Winnie the Pooh Rumbly Tumbly Adventures for the GameCube, Aces, Bike of Mice from Mars, the PS2.
World War One Aces of the Sky.
Yeah, it's a mindless title. It doesn't bear mentioning on these podcasts.
Yeah, and the logo the studio made it is an elephant's backside.
It is, yeah.
But, the least said about the better. Let's talk about the Switch.
I guess that brings us into the price. The reason I won't be buying anything until next month is because the thing's going to be £300 almost.
I saw it on game at 280.
280, yeah. That's like saving a whole £10.
But did anyone expect it to be any cheaper than that?
Yes.
Did you expect it to be cheaper?
I expected it to be about £250.
I'm not so surprised at the price. What I was more surprised about was the battery life. It could be as little as 2.5 hours, which I never thought was a possibility. I thought at least it had to be about four.
Well, you know, the word on the street was, hey, this is going to be a handheld console hybrid. Yeah. And you think when the words handheld console hybrid were mentioned, and then when the thing was revealed, they would have actually made it a feasible handheld and not something of like, hey, you can unplug it if you need to answer the door, but then you better plug it back in the dock.
But you can get apparently 6 hours out of it. But how do you get 6 hours out of it? Do you have to turn the screen down to its lowest brightness or something
To the lowest brightness, probably using the control. Well, actually, I don't know if the controller is on the side matters, but I'll come into that in a second. Probably playing something like Gunman Clive 3 that's not going to eat up too much of it.
Because I didn't know if that's actually a thing. If it's a more powerful game, that needs more power. I guess the thing has to have a fan to cool it.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
I would assume so.
But then a tablet doesn't have that.
But the thing is, apparently it's running at 40% less capacity when it's on the handheld. So the handheld won't be as fast as if it's plugged into the dock, because it'll be getting an extra surge off the power. So if you were to play it on power and not through battery, it would run the same fidelities on the dock. from the Okay,
it's interesting that I could live with that. I could live with that as long as you could maybe have a portable charger. He did actually mention a portable charger, didn't
they? Yes, they did.
Briefly. He didn't focus on it. Didn't say they were releasing their own official branded portable charger.
I'll say this in the nicest possible way. My portable charger lasts longer than 6 hours. And when a portable charger I bought for a tenner in a supermarket has got a better battery life than your console, I think there might be some issues.
So maybe that's why Pokemon Go eats up the battery so badly, because he wanted everyone to buy chargers in anticipation of the Switch. There you go.
It was all part of a master plan.
It was all part of a ploy.
And somehow people who make portable chargers are still laughing all the way to their gold-plated toilets.
Yeah. So that's a bit of a minus point.
I'm
okay with the price, considering I won't be buying one when it comes out myself anyway.
I'm totally not, because everything is more expensive than it should be. Mm. Right then. $289 or $299 in the States for the console itself. Probably going to say it's probably going to be about 3,000 krona here, which is probably about 320 quid, which I'm a bit pissed off about.
Bear in mind you get two controllers, essentially.
Yeah, but then I don't know if I'm going to use them as two controllers.
Comparatively, though, how much can you buy a PS4 for now?
A PS4
£200
is around the £250 mark, I think.
And this is cutting-edge technology. This isn't just a regular home console. This is a got a screen
a
on there.
3DS, if you remember,
but it's more
launched
than
for the
3DS.
Same price, and everyone went, nah.
And then the new 3DS?
The 3DS.
Oh, when that came out?
Launched for 300 quid, and everyone went, nah.
Then again, I bought a new 3DS for £180.
Yes. Which is a reasonable price for a handheld gaming console.
It's quite a lot of money, if you ask me.
It is a lot.
Was it about that price I bought it for? Came with the game, came with Majora's Mask, but that's quite pricey. And, you know,
add an extra quid on top,
console,
Tom.
Ah! With two controllers.
Well, it's a Virtual Boy situation, surely. It's a, hey, this is a portable, you can't actually play it anywhere except in your house.
I could easily see myself being on the bus playing it.
Yeah. If you have the bus ride you have to work with a commute ride, you'll
hour.
Be fine.
Yeah. And
imagine you had to take this to the UK. Imagine young Tom Parry was like, oh gosh, I'm going to go on a voyage
on
of discovery.
To the UK. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you would have to have some sort of battery pack there, because what the flight's an hour and a half for me personally, and then the train can be anything up to two hours maybe. So that's 4 hours.
Yeah. Great.
It depends. I might be able to get enough power out of it.
Better pack a
book. Depending on what I'm playing.
Better pack a book. Yeah. But my biggest peeve isn't actually the price of the console. I'm kind of in some kind of agreement with you that I don't think it's that bad a price. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
However, the Joy-Cons, the left and right one, are 50 quid. If you buy both of them together as a spare pair of Joy-Cons, you can buy that for £80.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems a bit much. Pro controllers, 70 quid. Which, bear in mind, DualShock 4, which I'm just going to go out on a limb, probably say is a better controller.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
It looks a lot like a Wii U controller.
I don't think the PS4 controller is that much better than the Pro controller.
We've talked about this in the podcast before. For me, PS4 controller is the best controller made.
I very much like the Xbox One controller.
Either or.
I don't think
neither one's 70 quid.
But, you know, here in Denmark, you can pay up to 600 krona for a PlayStation 4 controller still.
Nope.
Well, you did at one point.
You did at one point. They are now around 500. And that's the price they've been always in the UK, around the £50 mark.
Let's see, within time, I assure you, the prices will drop on
I don't know, actually. Wiimotes are still like 400 krona a year, man. Like, Wiimotes are still very expensive.
Places do deals. Places do offers every now and again.
Non-Nintendo products.
But I don't think anyone's going to be that desperate for another...
Honestly, if they were 40 quid, I would have gone, maybe I'll get two of those orange ones instead of the two grey ones.
I'm not bothered. As long as I get two. I've got an Xbox One with one controller.
Me too.
You know, I've got a PS4 with two controllers. I never get more than two, usually, for a console anyway. I rely on other people to bring over their controllers.
I got three for the PS4. I want a fourth one, just so I have the ability of playing things like Overcooked.
But it's not necessary.
It's not, admittedly. But I would still like the option.
Yeah.
I still would like to not be priced out of it. Because games are also 60 quid.
But that, again, isn't too shocking. When a new console comes out, especially if you think back to the N64 when Turok was 70 quid.
That was a cartridge.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
That was a very expensive process.
Hmm. I guess I'm just thinking in the mindset that I won't be buying any of this when it comes out.
Bear in mind, right then, look at the Vita. The Vita is, if you're going through this angle of, oh, well, the technology, oh, amazing technology.
I'm not saying the carts are a better technology.
No, but I'm saying, like, the Vita is a comparable console for me. The Vita is a very high-fidelity gaming system, has a lot of things.
Yeah.
Games come out for about 30 quid.
Mm-hmm.
Why is a Switch game 30 quid more expensive?
I saw a 1-2 Switch on Amazon for about 40 quid.
1-2 Switch is the budget title. Bomberman, Skylanders.
40 quid's a budget title.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is the thing, man. Like, that's them going like, oh, this is being generous. Like, let's not forget, last generation, like, these would have come with the console.
Yeah,
this is the Nintendo Land, and now you're paying 40 quid for it.
But Nintendo Land didn't come with every Wii.
It came
console,
with the 32 gigabyte ones. Mm. I didn't get it because I
Wii Sports
out.
Did.
Yes.
Yeah. And to me, this game looks a little bit... it looks fun. 1-2 Switch, we haven't even talked about the game yet.
No.
This is a party game. This
yeah,
is
let's,
designed
let's just...
to be an icebreaker at parties. And it looks kind of fun. I like the concept, the idea. You don't even have to look at the screen. Isn't that nice? Isn't that kind of a very forward-thinking idea from
it's
Nintendo?
It's a novel idea.
Yeah, it's to me, it reminds me of those Bop It toys.
Yes.
You get a fun little toy that you can play with at parties and such for a little while. And
do you think that this has the same legs as something like Wii Sports?
Well, we don't know what the games are involved in.
There is a game where you play ping pong. There is a game where
ping-pong's
you milk a cow.
Milking a
there
cow.
There is a game where you roll the Joy-Con around in your hand using the HD rumble to determine how many balls are supposedly in the Joy-Con.
Oh, like David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Yes, there is a... What did I say? Milking a cow? The Western one where you draw a gun...
Mm.
And
that's cool. You have to do it faster than the other guy, so you get like a timer readout, I guess, on the screen.
Yeah. Mm. There's a game where you eat sandwiches. So you hold the Joy-Con up to your mouth and the infrared of you going like this and opening your mouth and flapping it. It's just kind of hard to do while you're trying to talk.
It sounds a bit WarioWare to me.
It does sound a bit WarioWare. Why isn't it a WarioWare title? Why didn't you go that little bit further and make like a fun minigame?
Oh, maybe because the last WarioWare one didn't do very well, maybe.
Because they didn't make a very good WarioWare. Anyways... So that's
I
one
think
that's
kind of cool. I think that's one I really like to try. It's the one that showcases the system's abilities. This is like the Wii Play, but yeah, because Wii Play you had to pay for.
You did.
If you remember.
However,
you did get a remote with that.
You did get a remote with that. Yeah, exactly. You didn't, and that was 40 quid with the remote.
We're doing a lot of complaining so far.
We are. I think
it's a really original concept, really cool. It's nice Nintendo pushing forward.
I've pre-ordered one, so let's just get that out of the way. This is why I'm allowed to gripe, I guess. The entitlement of pre-orders.
Yeah.
So, I will get 1-2 Switch. I actually joked with you about buying the entire launch lineup, and then I saw what the launch lineup actually was. Yeah. Five titles. It is 1-2 Switch. It is Bomberman R. It is Legends of the Breath of the Wild, which I guess a few people are very happy to see. And then Just Dance 2017 and Skylanders Imaginators.
Which is a great game for kids, really.
Yes.
If you want a nice, fun, colourful, good quality game, like Skylanders has always been.
Yeah. If you want a way over to the system, and I mean, you know, this is essentially future-proofing your Skylanders.
But who wanted to buy Skylanders hasn't already bought Skylanders? That's the question.
From the deep reductions I have seen in retailers here in Denmark not long after the game's release, I don't think that game's doing very well.
It was released on the Wii U as well, so those Nintendo loyal who maybe only buy Nintendo consoles and like Skylanders might already have it.
They
I
might.
I don't know. I'd be interested to see how that does.
Yeah, but, to be honest with you, I don't think it's a title that's probably going to maintain its value for very long because, I mean, let's be honest here. What, Skylanders release cycle is October every year. That is to say, if there is another Skylanders title coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be in March by that point. At that time, the game will be November, December, January,
Skylanders
February.
Giants.
It'll be a five-month-old game.
Skylanders Giants came out on the Wii U.
It did.
And by that point, I think
almost
that game
force.
Was a little old as well.
Yeah. it's nice of him to put it there, I guess, for those who are interested.
I mean, I bought Giants on the Wii U because I hadn't actually played in Skylanders before that. So, okay, Skylanders, probably not a must-have purchase for most, but Zelda more than likely will be.
It is the one that I will be getting 100%.
And we'll all be very interested. We're all waiting for these comparison videos when the two versions come out, the Wii U and the Switch version. And,
exactly.
There'll be people, debating which is the better version.
I'm going to buy both. I talked to you about this.
Buying both because of the collectability, you think, of the Wii U version?
No, I'm buying both half because of the collectability, half because I don't want to be burned again. Yeah. And that's a really sad thing, that I'm going to pay twice as much for this game just because I'm afraid I'm going to have a poor experience.
Well, I'm sticking to my guns and getting the Wii U version. We'll see.
I think a lot of people will, Tom. I'm not going to lie.
It's number one bestseller, the Wii U version, I think, on Amazon.
I wonder why. It's almost as if nothing else has been released.
But yeah, there'll be plenty of people who will be holding off getting a Switch, I imagine, buy it on the Wii U. And that makes me feel I need to pre-order it because I imagine the stock isn't going to be as much.
No, I already
have.
So
even before knowing if it's going to be an inferior version, I've got to make that commitment if I want to even get the game for the Wii U.
I think it will be fine. I don't think it will be an inferior version. Obviously, this was developed for that console. Twilight Princess on the GameCube ended up being the best version of that game. It is made for that hardware, and I think this is a stopgap. Oh, look at that, it's snowing.
It's been snowing on and off for a while.
Oh, I did not know. It's almost as if I've been glued to an editing screen. Anyways, Zelda, okay. Just Dance, what can we say about it? It's just going to be another Just Dance game. They've been releasing them still for the Wii, I believe, until last year.
Yes.
So it does not surprise me that now that you've got HD Rumble and all this kind of stuff that you're going to take
HD Rumble is a great idea. You mentioned it briefly about how 1-2 Switch will use it.
Yes.
This idea that you can feel how many ice cubes are rattling around your controller was the analogy that Nintendo used, at least.
When will you use that in gameplay? Like, what are the things in your imagination, Tom Parry, as someone who's played a lot of video games, where you could think, hey, this would be useful?
You put me on the spot here.
The one thing I actually thought, because they've now done infrared in a way that does not require a sensor bar, and this is literally the thought that's just come to my head, wouldn't it be cool if you were playing a Time Crisis game
crisis.
You could feel the weight of the gun getting lighter?
Feel the weight
from
of the gun from the clips?
Yes.
Potentially. Wait till they make the gun accessory add-on. You'll slip your Joy-Cons.
They've already made a steering wheel, Tom. Just give me some time.
Nice. Okay, I love light gun games, so let's see how that pans out.
I'd be fine with that. Bomberman R, I've heard it's not very good.
You've heard it's not very good?
There was press events all day yesterday from all over the world. Not looking great.
Bomberman,
I'm going to buy it because I really like Bomberman, and I've wanted a new Bomberman game for oh so long. Yeah. And
It's a great way to get started if you're more into multiplayer gaming, as I am and a lot of people are. Want to try out.
I feel the isometric thing makes it very awkward to control, and I've also...
But it also looked like some of it was top down.
Yeah, but I feel it's mostly isometric. Also, the Bombermen now have personalities, and apparently they talk over the entire game.
Well, let's not judge it until we've tried
I know. Admittedly, this is just like secondhand information of two different games journalists from two different outlets going, it's not very good.
I'll look forward to playing your copy and you beating me at it.
Yes,
because
exactly.
I'm terrible at Bomberman. I will definitely
be playing some Bomberman.
Yeah.
At least, unless it comes out and I remember once upon a time when the GameCube was getting launched, I was actually quite excited about Universal Studios. I was like, oh, that looks like a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, good idea.
And then that game ended up being absolute bollocks. So I'm tempted to say maybe I'll wait until I see reviews.
A surprise launch title. It's an original title.
Man, it is a Hudson game. There has not been a Hudson game released since the Wii, and it's published and developed by Konami. Thomas, if you have not been keeping up with the news, have made somewhat of a departure from video games, other than Pro Evolution Soccer, into the pachinko machine business.
Acquiring Hudson may be the new life that Konami needs.
Hey, who knows?
to fly high.
Well,
again,
I mean,
like
they've had Hudson for ages. I mean,
yeah.
If they want to start reviving some of those Hudson games that were cancelled when they bought them for the Wii, like Bonk, then I'm totally fine with that.
And this
some cool things like that could be nice.
Unexpected and bold move for them to do an original Bomberman for a console which is brand new.
It is. So, right, we've covered price, we've covered launch lineup. The thing I'm going to cover now, and this will be my biggest gripe.
Oh, he's got a gripe.
Right then, Tom. So, you're used to paying for Xbox Live and for the old PlayStation Network,
gosh,
right?
I already pay for two subscription services.
Yeah,
that's
great.
£80 a year on subscription services.
£80 a year on subscription fees?
Yeah.
But what if I told you, Tom Parry, there was a way that you could pay Nintendo money to play games online? Wouldn't that be swell?
As long as it delivered a service comparable to the other two, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. It's not asking any more than Sony or Microsoft.
Well, Tom, hold on to your seats, because apparently your online experience, your party and your friend system, isn't going to be done on your Nintendo Switch, from what the media says.
From what the press conference sounded like, yes, they mentioned smart device.
Yes, Tom.
An app.
Yes, you're going to have an app in which you will talk to your friends and have a friends list. You will have a second screen.
It's interesting why Nintendo have, maybe, if this is true, chosen to do this, because could they not develop a successful application within the hardware to...
Only reason I can think of doing this is the portability of the console.
Yeah.
And thinking, hey, maybe you'll want to play Splatoon while you're out and about with your friends.
So you connect your
and
phone
then you can do
to the
it
internet.
With your phone. Yeah.
And then the Switch takes a connection from the phone.
Perhaps. It's the only way I can think. It's going to throttle your usage on your phone.
Need
the
another
only logical
battery.
Reason I can think of is that why they might do that. But what if I told
you... Also, they've partnered a little bit with Apple, haven't they, with Mario Run?
Yes, they have. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I assume if they're going to have to do this, it's going to have to be on Apple and Android. Mm. They're not going to segregate a large user base to play online, because then you don't get money.
No.
So, Tom, I'm going to make this deal a bit sweeter for you. What if I was to say that with this online service, whether it's through your smart device or whatever it is, whatever it ends up being, because they haven't actually shown the home interface yet. Mm. They haven't shown even if Miis are a part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you, you could play NES and Super Nintendo's games online?
I wouldn't.
With friends.
Online. I'd wonder what games exactly would translate. Well, I guess loads
anything
of multiplayer games.
Anything with multiplayer,
games.
Tom.
So they'll... I thought Nintendo would do this ages ago.
Yeah.
You know, rather than do the virtual console thing of releasing the game exactly as it was when it first came out,
yeah.
I thought Nintendo would do something like release a version of RC Pro AM or something like that. It's a bad example because it's a rare game, but with integrated multiplayer support.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give you a reason for buying the thing again.
Yeah. What if I told you, much like Microsoft and Sony, that they were going to give you a free game a month?
Sounds pretty good.
What if I tell you that that game is only free for the month, and then at the end of the month, they took it away from you?
Oh, it'd be a shame, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a bit of shit, really, wouldn't it? But that's the business model.
Kind of try it for a month,
yeah.
And then if you like it, well, for me, it's fine, because whenever I buy a game, play it for an hour, and never play it again, usually.
But I mean...
No, it's a bit of exaggeration.
If the price is right, because they have not announced it...
I think it's okay.
I'd be fine with it.
I think it's okay.
If it's like, hey... £10 a year.
I still pay it if it was on par with the other two.
Because, I mean, let's be honest here.
I wouldn't want to be any more.
Even though they will have servers.
Yeah.
It'll be Billy Nomates over here using up all of his Apple data to talk to you over a phone, which I could just do anyway.
You could use Skype.
I could just Skype you, yeah.
But would this app take any more battery than using Skype?
Probably
for
not.
Example.
Probably the same.
It's just neither here nor there, really, is it?
Well, I mean, if you've got to connect it to your Switch, maybe it's also using some Bluetooth and some other things. Who knows? That they haven't really revealed that side of it yet. It's a bit worrying, since the console's out in 2 weeks.
The real...
2 months.
Yeah, the real joys of the software library will be coming a little bit later. And I'm quite excited about a new IP they've developed called ARMS, which looks like an evolution of Wii Boxing.
It reminds me...
With a deeper level of strategy, it would appear.
Reminds me, actually, a little bit of Teleroboxer, if you remember playing that for the Virtual Boy.
Yes, yeah.
Stretchy arms.
So you can
also
fight a
punch
distance.
Out arcade, I guess.
Yeah.
stretchy arms. You tuning the remote and using the IR sensor at the top infrared to aim your punches. If that works, I could be very interested.
That could be very good, very fun, and a nice simple concept. So it's not too complicated to get your head around either.
I'm told you also can't just flail like you did in Wii Boxing. It is more on the focus and you trying to figure out where a person's weak spot's going to be.
And if they deliver a good, solid game around that, you know, it can't just be a multiplayer. Yeah, it's got to have some sort of other, like a championship mode.
Yeah,
similar to maybe Punch-Out, you know, you've got these... looks like that, because you can see loads of different opponents, big opponents, variation in
that. I hear there are even degrees of customization on the types of fists you have, such as a boomerang fist, which apparently you throw the punch and then it automatically comes back around.
I love the style.
I think it looks amazing.
I absolutely adore the style. And everything in that presentation, it just felt typically Nintendo. And it was so refreshing to see that bright, colourful, fun world of gaming.
I agree.
Coming back in a big way. Not that ever really left the Wii U.
No.
But hopefully, this, you know, it just means it's still there. And it's still, Nintendo will be the place to come for the traditional video game experience, I'd say. Which isn't, you know, all about the AAA titles like the Call of Duties or... Well, it's getting FIFA.
It is getting FIFA.
So there will be something for everyone, at least.
Pre-order price for FIFA on Amazon.
Oh, it's like 100,
yesterday was
200
like
quid.
£200. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who knows?
I don't know what's gone wrong there. But yeah, so ARMS is coming, which looks great.
That is coming out in April, I do believe, is the release
date.
That's
not so bad, is it, really?
No, be fine with that. As is Mario Kart 8 Plus.
Deluxe,
yeah.
Which has a new battle mode.
It does.
We should have been there to begin with. It's not a game I'm particularly excited about because as much as I adore Mario Kart 8, I don't know if I feel like I need to buy it again, to be honest. It's perfectly good as it is. And I like battle mode, but it's never been my favourite mode.
Tom, as someone who played a lot more Mario Kart 8 than
played
I did.
So much of it.
I fell off it very, very quickly. I think I beat most of the courses and then I was like, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah. Most played game on the Wii U for me.
I move on from games a lot faster than you, because I mean, like, you love
every
Mario
time you
Kart.
Have people around and do something multiplayer, that is the best multiplayer game on.
Yeah.
I mean, some may argue Smash, but not being a Smash fan, that it's...
I'm
it's Mario Kart 8 all the way
astounded by the absence of Smash, actually.
Yeah. Well, I don't think if they were going to have announced a Smash Bros. Deluxe, they wouldn't do it at the same time as Mario Kart Deluxe, because it looks bad to me, the idea of, oh, we're doing this and this. You know, if they stagger it and they mention it later when the hype has died down from Mario Kart Deluxe and then the next one, they'll probably give it a little bit of time before they do next re-release. Which inevitably, I think, will be Smash with its downloadable content included.
Yeah.
Like Mario Kart has, but with the addition of, the Splatoon characters now?
Yes.
At least the boy and the girl.
Yes.
Perhaps, I guess.
Inklings. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's a good bet, actually. I think maybe you're onto something there with that.
That's what Nintendo always seem to do, isn't it? They won't release two Wind Waker and Twilight Princess remakes within a few months of each other.
They announced them though, right? Like, didn't? No, it wasn't. It was
no, they didn't announce them at the same
time. It was
time.
They announced Majora and then they announced Twilight Princess.
Yeah, they're careful with how they do that.
Yeah,
so they don't look too bad. Like they're just re-releasing stuff. They could have easily re-released a load of Wii U titles.
Yeah.
But it does surprise me that Mario Kart isn't a launch title, because that would be a rather tempting launch offer.
Of a Mario Kart and a Zelda.
A Mario Kart and a Zelda at launch, that would just fly off the shelves.
I think, to me, that smells of, hey, I think also with ARMS, I think it's a, hey, these were probably ready, but we kind of need to fill some space before games start.
I'm glad ARMS is, it definitely looks like it's taking... The hardware.
Wish it was a launch title. I honestly do. I wish it was there with the Zelda. I think that would be a pretty solid launch title.
That would be. And it's like the idea of having a brand new IP at launch is fantastic. For example, remember Monkey Ball on the GameCube?
Oh,
that was great. There were good times when you got a nice original game at launch.
Mm-hmm.
And it does happen, but it's sad it won't be happening for the Switch, really.
Yeah.
Because it's Bomberman, Zelda, Just Dance, Skylanders. Yeah, it's a little bit
it is
underwhelming in that respect.
1-2 Switch as well.
And it is 1-2 Switch will be the fresh
two of
new
those
thing.
Five games are only playable on a Nintendo Switch. One of them is a party game that is essentially a demo reel for the console, and the other one is a Bomberman game.
Yeah, that's a little disappointing. What wasn't disappointing was what they showed of Mario.
No, Super Mario Odyssey. Ooh la la.
Which took my breath away, I have to say.
He's raised an interesting question, though. Is Mario not a human?
Yeah.
Because there's real folk in that world, Tom.
But then I would think, New Dunk City. I was thinking that Peach looks rather human.
Yeah, but, I mean, even if you stand Peach next to those people, I think they're a good
head height taller. I think it's so tiny that it's not even worth talking about.
It's such a strange thing, though.
It just made me think of Sonic Adventure straight away.
Yeah, but in that trailer, you got so many, like... Hey, this looks like a new Mario character. It's like a mariachi dude, like skeleton thing. That looks really cool. Yeah. Oh, what's that over there? Bowser's in a pimp costume and realistic humans that don't have that same Nintendo shine.
I think people
shine.
See that and just get scared and they think, oh, it's going away, Sonic Adventure.
Maybe.
But I don't think Nintendo are going to let us down. My theory is that could be a hub world for all the other magical levels you get transported to.
I think that is just a world.
Could just be a world, yeah, which is fun. Looks like concept might be Mario's doing some plumbing.
Maybe. Yeah.
It might be like Super Mario Brothers the movie.
Back to basics. Yeah.
Traveling to different worlds Brooklyn.
Mario and Luigi Mario doing their thing.
I don't know. I think there's so much beautiful stuff connected to that game already, and it looks like it's really far into development to me.
Yeah, seems that way.
I'm very excited about
it's
it.
It's like a very interesting game.
Hat mechanics.
I like the idea of throwing the hat and jumping on
I
the hat.
I loved that. When I saw him do that, I thought, clever. Why haven't you done that before?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, nice. Nintendo.
I feel the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
I saw a post from Playtonic, I think, commenting on them stealing their eyes because, you know, they stick eyes on everything. Go back to Banjo-Kazooie and Rare. They stick eyes. And the fact they stuck very similar looking eyes onto Mario's hat was enough for them to post about it
really?
On Twitter. Oh, they've stolen our eyes.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I think it was great. Very excited. And that's coming out Christmas time, hopefully. We've all got our fingers crossed.
Supposedly holidays.
It doesn't look early days unlike a lot of the other games they showed at the conference.
Yeah.
Like Shin Megami Tensei.
Shin Megami Tensei, yeah.
And what else did they show? Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah, that looked pretty good.
For someone who doesn't really like RPGs, there are a lot of RPGs.
Oh man,
on
like that was clearly a Bravely Default, but it also looked like an old Final Fantasy.
The octopus one.
The one with the crazy name. That's just like not a code name because no one in their right mind would ever use that as a code
name.
It's
like a very traditional Japanese RPG of old.
Looked like Romancing Saga 3, which is a very good Super Nintendo game we never got. But as I said, it looks like a Bravely Default game from the art style, at least.
So RPG fans aren't going to be left out with Nintendo Switch.
Oh lordy, no. But I mean, the 3DS was the predecessor, and that has a very strong library, as did the DS of JRPGs.
Maybe that particular one has been developed so it doesn't eat up your battery, because it's probably less demanding than some other.
I'm very surprised there was no Monster Hunter in that lineup. I thought that would have been an obvious thing.
50 studios, 80 games in development.
Yeah. But hey man, like Monster Hunter, like even if it's a port to that Vita one, the 3DS one, sorry, like straight out of the gate for Japan would be a huge get.
It's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen.
Probably not in the first year though,
hey man,
seem.
Minecraft.
Oh yeah, that's coming out.
Where are these big building blocks? I know they've announced it now, but I mean like, why don't you get that as a launch title? Why don't you secure Minecraft as a thing of, hey kids, play Minecraft on the go?
It's a big question why there aren't more launch titles. Because Minecraft would, as you say, be an easy one.
I think they just needed to get this thing out the door before the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
It smells like to me. But we'll see. We'll have a look at it. I mean, so price, games, online services, bit of what's coming in the future. What would you like to see, Tom Parry, if there was no object, if Nintendo were listening to this podcast right now, what would be your biggest doubts about the system, and what would you like to see game-wise?
That's a very good question, Matthew. I'd like to see it be a success, first of all, for Nintendo. I don't want to see what happened to the Wii U happen again with this console. I hope that it's unique enough to gain a new audience, a wider audience than the Wii ever had. Its branding is totally different, which is where the Wii U failed.
Yeah.
So I would imagine it won't have the same future as the Wii U. First of all, I need to see this be a success. I'm very happy to see Nintendo back at eventually the top again. What they're doing is definitely in line with what I hope they would do. I like to see more colourful, fun games. I like to see Sega back on there. And Sega are involved with games. I'd like to see some classic Sega franchise come back. I'd like to feel that feeling I got from the Dreamcast and the GameCube. Those bright, fun, arcade-style games are going to be perfect for the Switch, I think. I want that era of gaming to come back because I feel it's got lost. It's still there on the other consoles, but it's got lost a bit. And it needs Nintendo to come back and popularize it again.
That's right.
With its classic branding, I think.
Yeah.
I like to see... what else would I like to see on there? Soul Calibur. I'd like to see Soul Calibur in general.
Well, Hori are making a fighting stick for that Street Fighter 2 game.
Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that. Street Fighter 2, which is going to be Ultra Street Fighter 2, the final challenges.
Hey, man, you want Violent Ken? I got some Violent Ken for you.
So this is a new version of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Which looks to have the same graphical upgrade as the HD version.
Apparently you can turn it off and go back to classic sprites.
Interesting. Does that mean if they add new characters, if they are the final challenges, I'm assuming there's more characters in Street Fighter 2.
The final challenges are Evil Ryu and Violent Ken.
Oh. This is just... That's why you mentioned Violent Ken.
Yeah.
What are you on about then?
It's Evil Ken, but he's called Violent Ken.
Like a palette swap.
Yeah, but they do different things. They have some of Akuma's moveset.
That's cool. I mean, I wouldn't mind it if it looked like Capcom vs. SNK 2.
Yeah, I'd be good with that.
That would be great. Anyway, I don't know really what to think yet about the future. I just say hope it's bright. Hope it delivers those things I mentioned. And I have a few concerns about the battery life, perhaps. How much of a step forward is it going to be in terms of technology?
Yeah.
I guess, graphical prowess. And I worry that if it doesn't deliver on the same level as the consoles, there won't be the ports there that they'll need to stay afloat. It'd be good to see this console supported by third parties in the same way the other two are. It probably won't be the case. Well, I hope that's not detrimental to Nintendo. Then.
The thing I think of why they can get some good third-party support is now that there are a lot of studios out there that were making 3DS games still.
Yeah.
If they can secure that same grasp on the handheld market with this thing, I think they could. I think they'll be fine for third parties. I think that's probably also what Nintendo are thinking as well.
Yeah. What they've said is it's all those classics about Nintendo rolled into one.
Yeah.
That's how they started their presentation.
Including the gimmicks.
Yay! Like, it's got an L and R button, just like the Super Nintendo had. I like they were pulling at straws. It's portable, like the GameCube was, because
it
had a handle.
Yeah, had a handle on it.
But the big innovation, of course, with the analog stick and the rumble. What I was talking about, the motion controls.
Yeah.
It is essentially what they say it is. Every good thing about previous Nintendo consoles rolled into one. So, wonder what they'll do with the Virtual Console. I'm interested in that. Because... essentially now, you've got those Virtual Console games portably.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the 3DS? With its, because that is its own Virtual Console. You're going to buy the same game and make it portable. You had to buy it again on 3DS.
Yeah.
It's not like Sony had the bright idea of cross-buy.
Yeah. So 3DS is going to die, Tom. I hate to break it to you.
It's done a good run. If it does die, it's had a good run.
It's slowly going to shuffle out.
Yeah. But I think they said they were going to support it for a year. I don't know why I heard that.
Yeah,
or something. It wasn't going to die straight away.
No, it isn't. But I mean, they said we are going to continuously support the 3DS. But then they also said, yeah, the Wii U is still in production. And remember how that turned out.
Mm. How about you, Matthew? How do you feel before we wrap up this podcast?
I'm okay. I still like the concept of the console. My biggest doubt, I guess, I will start with is battery life. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest here: 2.5 hours, man. Is not a portable console make.
I feel like the portable side of it does seem right now like a little bit of a novelty. It's a little nice to have. It's a little bit extra. It's nothing to sell it necessarily on, but it is, again, its same it's its biggest selling point
in
many respects. But for me, I'm not so bothered about it. I like the other elements it's bringing to the table, the Joy-Cons and such. So the portable side of it, yes, I'm with you on it. It's a little bit of a worry.
I mean, think back to the Wii U's launch. Remember, like, the battery life on that controller's like...
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, so, I keep mine plugged in.
Yeah, but how long is that controller last? 4 hours? Maybe?
I can't remember
Five
now.
Hours?
It doesn't last very long.
They had to release a new battery for that
they
because
did.
People were upset. I think they will have to do a similar thing to this, which kind of irks me because that battery was £40. And if I have to pay £50 for a battery for this thing just because they couldn't get the shit together,
I think
the
proof's
in
the pudding. Until we know how it's going to handle what games gives it 6 hours, how do you get 6 hours out of it? Because 6 hours is more than enough.
6 hours would be fine if 6 hours is a perfect thing of like reachable. But as you say, if it means like I have to turn the screen brightness
down so
I can't see it and I can't, because I mean, hey man, SP, that shit was fine. That thing's got like an 8 hour battery life on it.
I'd say fascinating how they've stuck all that technology in such a small thing.
Yeah,
is kind of shocking.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. But I mean, you know, a Vita is actually a smaller console, and the Vita probably does. Around
not,
the same.
Nah, I don't think it does as much.
Hey,
as
man,
a,
I
it
honestly...
This looks at least Wii U quality.
Yeah.
If not more, which I think it is more powerful than Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wii U is still quite a big console. Right? It's quite long.
Yeah. But
shows how technology is advanced.
The weird thing, we've talked about it before, the weird thing with the Wii U is if it would have been bigger, it would have been more powerful, but they wanted to be
small. Yeah.
That's how it goes.
So this thing's not going to quite compete with the other two. We know that much. In terms of power.
No.
But it doesn't have to.
No,
it does
but
something totally different.
At least it seems like it's programmable, at least for like indie devs and for big game studios. I don't think it's the same backwards way of Nintendo. Apparently it supports Unity and Unreal Engine.
Yeah, that's great.
Which means
easy
people
can
port their fucking games to it.
That's what Suda51 said.
Yes.
One of our favourite developers.
Yes, we do like a bit of grass.
Pushing the boat out, doing very different things. He's been told, he said, I've been told that indie developers are really loving this thing because it's easy to develop for.
Yeah.
And if Nintendo have done that, well... That's the key, really.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb, say, like to see a new Metroid. It'd be nice.
There's loads of things I'd like to see.
Pikmin. Apparently, remember, like me and Mort was like, Pikmin 4's done. Like, not long after Pikmin 3 came out. So
Pikmin 4 wasn't the 3DS Pikmin.
No, it wasn't. I would like a new Pikmin.
Wave Race, I'd like. Wave
Race would be good. Any of those things, like 1080, I'd be fine with a snowboarding game, man. Like...
Let's have those things they haven't embraced yet on their previous console.
Yeah.
On the Wii, we never had a Wave Racer or a 1080. It's about time.
Yeah.
F-Zero could make a reappearance.
Hey, man, F-Zero.
Sega have made a comment that they're involved. If Amusement Vision come back, if Amusement Vision are a thing anymore.
I don't know.
If they can come back and do a new F-Zero.
Some F-Zero would be pretty good.
SX, perhaps.
Why not?
Maybe they'll call it. SX sounds like sex.
It does. Let's talk about SX, baby. Let's talk about you and me. See, there we go. We've got a podcast title ready for it for when F-Zero SX comes. Anyways, I know you need to go, so I'm going to wrap this up now. I guess if you lovely people out there have anything to say about the Switch, do let us know in the usual places at Facebook at facebook.com/TomAndMattAttack, on Twitter at TMAcast, or why not leave a comment on TomAndMattAttack.com/podcast in the comments of this very podcast. You can listen to this here, you can listen to it on blastprocess.com, you can also listen to it in iTunes and Stitcher, where I imagine a few of you who are not subscribed to RSS feeds are probably already listening to it, but while you're there, if you haven't already, then give it a cheeky rate and subscribe for us. That would be good. And share this around to people you think may be looking for some Switch content, because it is the hotness at the moment, and, you know, we like listeners as much as you like listening. So, until next week, where we will probably be back with...
Actually, we won't be next week.
I'm not here either. Shit. No, we won't. Okay, there we go. We caught ourselves. We didn't say anything. Game of the Year podcast will probably come at the end of January. So I'm glad that we did this today, Tom, because otherwise...
We had to do this today.
We would have not talked about
this
until February,
this today.
And then the sky could be falling.
And
let's
needless
capture
to
this
say,
optimism.
We're both pretty excited about the Switch.
Yeah, we are. Despite my at the start, is because I don't want them to fuck it up.
No, neither do I. And also, you know, despite me saying I'm not going to buy one at launch, I'm still very excited about it.
You had a 3DS before I did. You were one of the people that actually converted me to get a 3DS. Yeah. So, hey, we'll see.
It will be super duper. I think Wii U was pretty good as well. Maybe it's time to look back on the Wii U and assess the things it did well.
A lot of nostalgic articles for the Wii U already, as in like...
Those blue boxes.
Yeah.
Loved them.
Those blue box core, man. Look at them on a shelf. Don't they look vibrant?
They look great.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go play some Wii U games, I think, and you're going to go out for food. So let's call this a day. Until the week after next, I guess, you lovely people out there in podcast listener land. Game on.
Game on.